The Rambam, mitzvah say nun hey. Hamitzvah achamesh v'chamishim, he shetzivonu in Ibn Tibin it's lishchot, we'll see about that, a seh or keves ha-pesach, b'yorim abo osa b'nisan. Okay, the first let's focus on the proper translation of this word, okay? Interesting is the word in Arabic is bitakriv, and in all the kisviyad that we have in Ksavet Oxford, Ksavet Kapach, and the Targum should be lahakriv, okay, lahakriv. The Targum of Ibn Tibin of Lishchot, there's no edus in the Kisriyah that we have. Now, let's try to understand the implications of this. The Rambam, this is the only place, because see, the Pasuk in the Torah, the mitzvah says, v'shochatu, and that's what the Rambam says. V'hu amro yis'ale, v'shochatu oisai, kol kahal adas Yisrael bein aboyim. So, the Torah says, the mitzvah is the shechita on this keves. Okay. And the truth is, in all other places in the Rambam, it's very clear the mitzvah is shechita. In Minyan HaKotzer, in Asei Nunhei, Lishchei Keves HaPesach, Shenema V'shochetu Yisrael Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. The Pirtei Mitzvahs in the Hilchos Pesach, Lishchei Es HaPesach Bizmanoi. In Mishneh Torah proper, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah say, Lishchot es ha-Pesach v'yabor oso l'chidish Nisan ach ha-Chatzais. So, interesting is that a priori, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Hei, Parshas Bo, Ois Aleph, says, even though the Chinuch says Lishchot, he says, Lav Dabka Shechita, Elohaino Akrovo. So he, Ki'ilu, says that which the Chinuch says Shechita, really means Akrovo, which is what we see in the Rambam over here as opposed to other places. Hainu Hakrova Azrikas Adom. V'iloi Nizak Adom, Kilchosoi, Lokim Amitzah. I say, Hain Shas Baramba. The Reim also clearly seems to say like this. The Reim in Simitov Tezvov, he's the Mitzah is Lasso Sapesach. Siva Kodesh Bochul Yisrael, Shiasu Es HaPesach, Uksiv Bepashat Baloischo, Vyasu Bnei Yisrael, Es HaPesach V'moadoi. Vasi Es HaPesach, Hainu Shchitosoi, Uzrikos Domoi, Vaktoris Eimurov. It's the whole Akrovo. V'Afa Pi, Shezrikas Domo, Vaktoris Eimurov, Kohanim, Vro Yisrael, Kivit Shakovin Shi Yisrael, Uvimitz Yisrael Oisin, Yasu Bnei Yisrael Karina, but it's called as if Kli Yisrael did it. See, he's asked by the question if it's a mitzvah. So the person who the mitzvah is in common has to do it. And all that the Jews, all that a regular Jew who's not a Kohen does is the Shechita. It could be, and one could suggest, that even though the Akrovas HaKorban and Korban Pesach is Likuva and it's Ma'akev, basically it's only Tznai. But the mitzvah, the Nusach HaMitzvah, is Lishchot Es HaPesach. And this would not be like the Minchas Chinuch. And this would support, because Chazal, a very interesting thing, they derive in the second period Kedushin the din of Shluch or Sh'ol Mekamoisai from Shechitas HaPesach. And as the Gemara says, Menolon How do you know Shluchos Shalom the Kamoisai? The Mon Kedushin Mem Beis Amid Beis Mem Aluf Amid Beis Menolon Desani Rabbi Yonis Enoimer Minayin Shekol Yisrael Kulon Yoitzein BePesach Hechod Shenema VeShochto Yisakodat Bnei Yisrael Bein Aboyim VeChol Yisrael Kulam Sheichtin VaLoino Sheichei Ela Echod Ela Mikan Shekol Yisrael Yoitzein BePesach Echod. And then the Gemara seems to clearly say that we derive from the Shlichus, and that the Gemara Psochim on Zayin Amud Beis Meitzvei Bruch Asher Kedishon Betzovitz Lan Ashechita Hosam Nami Heichi Neimo Lishchol Vesagde Laviu Shochit Pesach Bekotchim Mai Ikal Ameimo. Did he have to do the Shechita? Einochi Nami. And Rashi there says Pesach Bekotchim Habaylim Nitzavu Tichsiv V'somach Yodoy V'shochat. That's at least in terms of Kotchim. And in Pesach there's no smicha, but the Shechita is on them. And he seems to learn that the Torah Te'ilo and the Shechita, the Chelke Mitzvah, as we learned in Sherish Yud Beis, that there is a mitzvah of Shechita and Oilo, and the Shlichus on that. So that really is the pshat. The pshat is that the mitzvah, what's incumbent, is the shechita. The rest of the korban is kohanim shlichat rachmona, and the bnei Yisrael not the makriv, but it's atnai likuva, and the mitzvah of korban pesach is the shechita. Let's continue now. So that would support, this would support the approach, not like the Minchas Chinuch and all the other Gisos and Rambam, all the other Nuschos. Here, the Rambam says Akrovo, that seems to be almost like the Minchas Chinuch. Then the Rambam continues in the Pasuk, V'hu Amor Yis'ale V'shochtu Oisei Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Bein Ha'aboyim. The Pasuk has many elements to it, and the Pesukim before the elements to it. And the Rambam seems to say that the B'yoyim Abo also is part of Nusach HaMitzvah, and the Sel, the Keves, which is the Pesukim before, Dichsiv, Se Tomim Zocho Ben Shono Yi Elohim Min akvosim u'neizim tikochu voy lechal mishmeres araboroso yorim lachoydish hazeh v'shochto isa kokal dadat b'nei Yisrael bein arboim, but it's on the 14th day and it's a keves. And but however in the Nusach HaMitzvah it doesn't talk of bein arboim, even the Pasuk has bein arboim. The Ram in Korban Pesach in Perek Aleph Alach Aleph Mitzvah Sei Lishchoi Es HaPesach V'Abo Oso L'Chodesh Nisan Acha Chatzos. And V'Ein Shechtin Elo Min Akvosim O Min Oizim. Okay. And that's also Lishchoi in Prote HaMitzvahs Lishchoit Es HaPesach Bezmanoi. Okay. Now the Ram continues. Umi She'oiver Al Sivui Zeh V'lo Yakrivehu Bezmanoi B'meizid Harei Zeh Chayet Kores Bein Ish Bein Isha. It means that even with Mitzvah such as Mangromo, women are mechuyvin. Noshim be Pesach Rishon is chayva, and zechiv kos. Then he says, "Kikvayz boye bigmor psochim." It's gmor psochim. She Pesach Rishon chayva le noshim v'derech es haShabbos. The women and men are the same in Korban Pesach. We have to understand why the Rambam is stressing the issue of Kores over here. So maybe it means for the end that it says mufurish the pesah mitzvah say. Ukfar zochanu ze bakdomo, here's the mikdama, and it means the postulate, which he postulates after the 14th Shoresh, the relationship between Eino Yishim and Elokei Mazhirim. So now, let's go on to the next mitzvah. Mitzvah Nun Vav. V'amitzvah Ashesh V'chamishim, Hi Shetivonu Le'echol HaPesach, V'leil Chamisha Osem Nisan. It's on the 15th in the night, and it's noyim. V'tnova niskolim. V'hu shi'etzoli, u'shi'oichu b'bayis echot, u'shi'oichu im matzo umor. Three things. Tzli, b'bayis echot, you should eat it with matzo umor. V'omroi v'ochu et abosa b'layla zeh, tzli eish u'matzus amroim yochlu. So first of all, there's a mitzvah say, and even though there is a mitzvah negreres in Kochim Kalim and Peites, which we don't know, maybe it's only Kohanim, and it wouldn't be applicable over here, but whatever it is, there's a separate mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. It's not even clear in the Rambam where there's a mitzvah Achilas Kochim in Kochim Kalim, in Achilas Bailim. The Rambam is clear here that there are two mitzvahs in Minyan Mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach or Akrovas HaPesach, and a mitzvah Achilas HaPesach. Also, you find the same thing in the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, Kumvasei, Ayin Zayin, is the La'aseis HaPesach, and Ayin Chet is La'ochloi Tzli. And Yireim also, La'as HaPesach in Tavhei, and he explains the reason why. He says, Asiyas HaPesach an Shechitos Zvikas Domoi, Vaktores Emur. Like the Minchas Chinuch. Avoloi achilose tichsi b'yudalit b'chodesh l'chodesh b'ino abayim yasu oisei b'moidoi v'achilose loy havi b'yudalit ele b'tezvo tichsi v'ochos abosa b'lai razeh. So it means the Yireim says that since the achila and the shechita are two different times, therefore it's two mitzvahs. It's almost like a sort of the Ramban that since the Tomei Shoshach and the Tomei Shebein Arbaim are two different times, or the Akhtoros HaBrik and Akhtoros Bein Arbaim are two different times, therefore it's two mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't describe to this. It could be that the Rambam is using the whole issue of the Chiv Kores to differentiate over here, and the Chiv Kores is a reason to have a mitzvah for the Akrovas HaKorban or the Shechitas HaKorban, and Mimela, the Achila, which has nothing to do with Kores, is a separate mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam stresses that a Oiva a mitzvah Zuchayit Kores, and he has a long discussion in Nun Hey about the Chiv Kores. And that's why he goes out of the way. Tchilas Krisis, Kshemona B'mitzis, She's Chayiv O'iv Aleim Kores, Vu Behem Kulam Mitz Loi Taseh. Omloi, Vapesa Vamila Mitz Taseh. So Lachel, what happens is he's quoting this Gemara that the Matiki Ashmua say that Pesach is a mitzvah say. Now, and that would explain why the Rambam in Nun Hey has a long discussion of Krisus. Krisus is inapplicable in Achilas HaKorban, so the Rambam assumes the whole portion that the Achilas HaKorban, nothing to do with Krisus, is a separate mitzvah. Now, he has three tznoim. One tznai is achilas tzli. The second tznai is et nechal bayis echod. And the third tznai is the pesach is nechal with matzah and moro. Now, this issue of tzli is interesting. The Rambam says tzli is only tznai. The mitzvah is the achilas b'sar ha-pesach. And that's what he says in the Minyan HaKotzer. Lecho b'sar ha-pesach v'lech ha-misha osa. Shnei mochaz ha-bosa b'al ha-zeh. And the protem is lecho b'osa ha-pesach ha-matzu mo'o v'lech ha-misha osa. Hilchas ha-pesach achilas ha-bosa b'sar ha-pesach v'lech ha-misha osa mitzvah seh. In Perek Tes, Aloch Aleph and Beis, he writes like this. It is true again, the Rambam, it is a tznai, you have to eat it tzli. Okay? You have to eat it tzli. But it's only tznai. It's not the Etzem Mitzvah. The Etzem Mitzvah is not necessarily tzli. B'Bayis Echod is also a tznai. But in B'Bayis Echod, there are two dinim. There's one, there's a din in the Mitzvah Chilus Pesach, and it's also allowed to do it the opposite way. That's Perek Tes, if it was called Pesach, Aloch Aleph and Beis, Kol ha'oichelum min ha'pesach eino oichel el b'chabur achas. That's the tonight. Then they emotim imenu ma'chaburo sheyocha bo, v'amoyti imenu kezayis boso mi'chabur l'chabur v'leil chamisha oso l'oike shenem lo yitzaytzi. Okay. Now, here you have like this. And then we'll go on, we'll start and say. In Achilas HaPesach, the Ram seems to say that the Achila Matzah Moro is only tznai. It's not the mitzvah. And the Protei HaMitzvah is Lecho, however, Protei HaMitzvah is not clear, because in Protei HaMitzvah is Lecho B'sar HaPesach Al Matzah Umoro, B'Lel Chamisha Oso. So it's not clear. But here, in Sefer HaMitzvah, it's very clear the mitzvah is the Achilas HaPesach, and the Nechol Matzah Moro is only tonight. Interesting is, in Sefer Halach Gedolos, in Kumvasei, Ein Ches Lo'ochloi Tzli, that Tzli is not a Tznai, but it's part of the Nusach HaMitzvah. Lo'ochloi Tzli. And then, Ayin Tes, Lo'ochloi Al Matzois Umurayim. Two separate mitzvahs in the Nihizmin Yina mitzvahs. One is Pesach with Nechol Tzli, and the other to eat it with Matzah Umurah. Now, interesting, it's possible that Rav Tzadik Goyim also is of the opinion like the Halachas Gedolos. Because he has in Perichov V'tzivo lecho yachad imoro v'hu yerek man sh'om ha-matzimum yochlu. Says the tzivo in Korban Pesach lecho imoro. There's a separate mitzvah, and there's also a separate mitzvah of achilas Korban Pesach, independent of that. How do I know that? Because the Ram says like this, the upside going says like this. He says, Shlo ye ochu mimeno dova no, loy mavusho, b'mayim elatzli. It's not this, but that. Kmo sh'oma al perchu mimeno no, uvosho b'vusho b'amoyim, kiim tzliyesh. Now, just as keep in mind, Rav Sadikai is chilik on the whole Shere Shishi in Rambam. The Ram says we have a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah loy saseh, which are basically equivalent, the same inyan, except the one is formulated as a tzivui, a positive commandment, and the other is formulated as a negative commandment. That itself makes it two mitzvahs. There's an Isa of Asiyas Meloch on Shabbos, a mitzvah of Shvisa. And he goes on, different types of mitzvahs like that. However, Rav Sadigoin, in his Chasimus HaSefer, to say his Sefer mitzvahs, writes the following. Page 246, V'kivet shahete lecho bal chayim, hama'a lagero v'shoisei ha-shesa, it's the mirror image. So here also, the norm of usho, the tzli, is the mirror image. Either you eat it k'mitzvosoi, or shalei k'mitzvosoi. So then, if that's correct, that there are two mitzvahs over here. Lecho tzli and lecho imo, like the Bahag. He continues like this. Now the Rambam has a discussion with himself, a rhetorical discussion. He does it here, and he does it in the next mitzvah. It's very much out of character. He says, "V'ulai yiksha olai maksha." Maybe a person will come and question my premises here. What's the question? Lomo timne achilas pesach matzah umoro mitzvah achas. Interesting. The whole discussion is about the Pesach Matzah Umorah, not about Tzli, and not about Bayis Echod. He learns that his conclusion that Bayis Echod is a Tanai, that's incontrovertible. That no one will question. But maybe some will question Amatzah Merum Yochlu, or Tzli Eish, the Ochlet Zabos Abalai Razeh, Tzli Eish, Umatzah Merum Yochlu, that the matzah mol is part of the mitzvah. So the Ram says, Hashivenu, I will answer you. Omnom, heyois achilas matzah mitzvah ne'atmo, hi emes in kapach etznochoin. It is true that achilas matzah is a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs, that's mitzvah say kufnun hey. V'chein achilas pesach mitzvah b'fnei atzmo is nochan is emes k'mo shezachanu, it's over here. Avraham Moro hu nigral, it's dragged after achilas pesach. It's not a separate mitzvah, but it's dragged after achilas pesach. V'eino nimna mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. That's his thesis statement. The The Tilgum of Nigra is Ibn Tibbon. Kapach translates it as Tfela. Okay? It means that there is a Kiyuma Mitzvah, but it's only in context of Achilles Korban Pesach. And the word Nigreis, which the Ibn Tibbon has a mitzvah peites, a different Arabic word. So you would assume that the word here is different than there. There it's referring to separate Isa, or the mitzvah of Achilles Kochim Kalam on Kohanim. Kochi Kochim is a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. That is Achilles Chatos and Achilles Osher. And Kochim Kalim, Kohanim and Trumo, is Nigres Acha Mitzvah. That's what he's referring to over here. It's Tfela. Because the Tfela, see over there, it really is a separate mitzvah. There's no relationship. It's not that when I eat Trumo or Chozer V'Shoik, the Kohen eats Trumo, it enhances the mitzvah of Chatos and the Osham. Here, if I eat Moro with the Pesach, it enhances it. So Nigra means it's another mitzvah which comes along, dragged along. Here, the better translation would be Tfela, because something happens to the mitzvah and it's enhanced when you have the Moro together with the Pesach. Interesting. Okay. Now, the Rambam again says that the Moro is nigra tfela to Korban Pesach. The Rav Sadik Goyen seems to say that if you eat, and maybe the Bahag also, that if you eat the Moro together with the Pesach, it's the Achilles Moro is be'etzem akiyum. There's a mitzvah of Achilles Moro if you eat it together with the Pesach. It's not an enhanced mitzvah Achilles HaPesach. Because you have a mitzvah of Achilles HaPesach. It's a new mitzvah called Achilles Pesach and Moro. And therefore it's a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. And therefore in the piyut, in Sefer Mitzvah, you can write his Sefer Mitzvah, Tziva Lecho Yachad Imoy Moro. They're two separate mitzvahs. There's an independent mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and there's another mitzvah of Korban Pesach together with Moro. Okay? So it's not Tfela that enhances the Korban Pesach, but there's a new mitzvah called Achilles Pesach together with Moro. And it's a separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs. V'yerek ma'a sh'om ha'matzumum yochlu. And therefore, you can have in the piyut, he says, Tum of a Pesach, Matu Moro. They're going to be separate mitzvah Moro. Interesting what he does, an amazing thing about matzah, okay? This is just because we're talking about there's a mitzvah Pesach, Matu Moro. The Rav Sadik Goyen does an amazing thing. The amazing thing is the following. We know, as we were brought up, there's a mitzvah of Be'er Terechol Matzos. Okay. Be'er Terechol Matzos. We know, we were brought up, that Shivas Yomim Terechol of Matzos, the Gemara says the Rishus, there's a Chizkuni and a Goyim, there's the Kiyum. But what the Choyv, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Be'er Terechol Matzos. Correct? Comes Rav Sadiger, and writes like this. He starts in this. In the Chesimus HaSeifer, we discusses the Klolim, his Shoshmo at the end, his Klolim in Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvah Miuchedes HaMatzah. Because he says that it's not like Behemoth Tehera and Behemoth Tmeya, Behemoth Tehera with the Simon, without the Simonim, and the Asay and the Loisa Seremiri image. Here, it's possible to have matzah and chometz biachad. So it's not a miri image. It's not that chometz is the opposite of matzah. Okay, you can have other things which are not matzah, which are not chometz. So therefore, he says that you count this same pasuk shivas yom b'techol of matzahs as two mitzvahs. And the way he formulates the mitzvah in Perchop, in Omid 193, Ushenoichal b'shivas hayom imatzah v'loi chometz kfi she'oma matzis ye'ochel es shivas hayom. A new world. The mitzvah is 7 days. We have to understand Berev Perchop matzis, what's going on, what does he do? We'll see him at the show. Then he wants to prove this. Because his premise is that it's not a separate mitzvah. It's not that there's a mitzvah of achilas, pesach, moro, that they merge together for a new kiyum, but the achilas moro enhances. Okay? It's not a merge. Okay? Now, he goes like this. Let's continue. V'ra'i l'dovo. So the Raya Dovis, he has the following. Two sets of Rayas. The first Raya is Pshuto Shel Mikra. And the rest Rayas are the way the Matiki HaShmua, the Balei HaMesira, on the Taryag Mitzvahs, the way they interpret this. Shebosa HaPesach Yoichal L'Kiyum HaMitzvah Yiyeh Imoy Amoro. The mitzvah is the same. V'amora lo yochal Elohim b'sar ha-pesach. The mora is irrelevant. Is an act which is an empty act without the korban pesach. The mitzvah of the korban pesach, it can enhance the korban pesach, but the mitzvah here is korban pesach. Elohim b'sar ha-pesach. Lo omroi al-matzis umreim yochlu. He says, the tzivui in Torah shebiksav yochluhu means it should be eaten. What's the it? The it is the korban pesach. So the tzivui is in the korban pesach. So therefore, it couldn't be anything since the Rambam in general, his shita, is that mitzvahs are Torah shebiksav pshuto shel mikra, and the tzivui in pshuto shel mikra is on the korban pesach. The best you can say is more enhances. And that's what he says, v'ilocha mora b'li bosa loy osa klum. It's nothing. V'loy noima v'aki mitzvah achas v'yachilus mora dosas mitzvah. Now he continues with the other proofs, and these are the Chachmei HaMesira. He's working very hard about this, because all the Kadmonim beforehand, the Bahad, and Rav Sadigay, of the opinion, not like this. So you have to work hard. Okay, so now, Loshim Mechilta. Sli Eish Umatzeis Amroim Yochlu Magir HaKosuv Shemitzis HaPesach Sli Matze Umoro. So what do you see from this? This is what the Mitzvah Pesach is. It's Sli and it's Matze Umoro. See, he says, this is a very interesting line, Kloima, Shamitzvahu Kibbutz Eile. It's the klolus, it's the conglomerate of the Pesach, the Matzah Umorah. Here's an amazing thing, okay? It's the same word that the Ram used in Sherishir Aleph when he talks about Netzilas Dalad Minim, and when he's talking about the mitzvah of Hekem Mitzvah, what the Mitzvah has to do in order that it should be very clear that he's a Mitzvah, God of Yukuyim, Rosh Yefrua, Sof of Yatir, Tomei Tomei Yikra, and also Tarius and Mitzvah. It's a conglomerate of many different performances. And the mitzvah, Lekichas Dalad Minim, is the four Minim. And it's the conglomerate of the four. And the mitzvah of Morah and Matzah together with Korban Pesach is because of the conglomerate of the Matzah and the Morah with the Korban Pesach. However, you should understand that the Rambam is saying it is the conglomerate, okay, but it's not that you need it to be together, okay? If you learn Kerech, okay, Kerech, it means that it has to be together. In other words, this Kiyum, it's together, it's Kerech. And the truth is, the word Kerech, if you look at the Rashbam and the way it is in general in various places, whether it's by the Pora, Aduma, or in other places where there's Kricha, okay? The Kerech means to bind. The Rashbam seems to say that the Olam learns, okay, that Kerech is a sandwich, okay? It means that the Mitzvah Kerech is the Maisa Achil, it should be one. Well, Lecher, if you look at the Rishonim and the idea of Kerech, and Gemi is certainly the Rashbam, and if it's used the same way it's used, it means that the chetzah before you eat it should be one integral, inherent chetzah. And therefore you bind it together in order to make a one. It's not only the maisachila, but the chetzah which you're eating is one, even before. So Lecher, according to that, making a sandwich is irrelevant. Whether you binded it together with something else, or the matzahs were pliable, and you bound it with the matzah itself, which could be, looks almost like a pizza, because you can make it into a tefach in the Gemara, or you had some type of morah, certainly not romaine lettuce, you know, certainly not horseradish, you know, you can't, you know, if you chop it up, you certainly can't, but it's binding, okay? So even the Rambam is very interesting. If you look in Chometz and Matzah, the Rambam's shita is that even though you have the option, the Rambam who was Chometz and Matzah in Perches has the option of Kerech. You could do it with Kerech or without Kerech. Okay? And whether you make two brachas or how you make the brachas, it also depends upon its Kerech. You make Me'achilas Matzah more if you have Kerech. But the Rishonim basically, the Rashbam, the Rashi, the Kerech is together with the Korban Pesach. The Ram's Kerech is only the Matzah Morah. Pesach was always eaten separately. So it's certainly true, even the Rambam over here is trying to put together the Pesach, the Matzah Morah, to merge together as one performance, like Netilas Lulav and Dalad Minim. However, the Kerech, that there should be Kerech of Pesach Matzah Morah, doesn't exist according to the Rambam. How he interprets the Pesach, Sli Eish U'Matzah is Al Muroim U'Mim. So if you learn Al, according to the other Rishonim, it al means together. So what's the al? Tzliyeis u'matzeis amuroyim. It's a very odd, how he reads the pasuk, I'm not sure exactly, but it's very clear in the Rambam says there's no mitzvah of Korech of Pesach Matzah Mor. Now, Vishom Omru Minayin Atzoimer Shim Ein Lahem Matzah Umoro Him Yoitz In Yidei Chayvosan. If they don't have Matzah Moro, they fulfill the obligation. Which Chayv are we talking about? The Chayv of Achilas HaPesach. Tamaloima yochluhu. See here, yochluhu means the yochluhu is talking about, yochlu means a ribuy, that you eat. You eat Pesach without matzah. Yochlu, you ate it. This is drash of Chazal, which relies on Pshuto Shel Mikra, that the Yochluhu is going on the Pesach. Kloima, Habosal of Adai. Yocho kishem shim ein lehem matzu umoro, hen yoitzi dechavoson, kach im ein lehem Pesach yoitzin, b'matzu umoro. Hari atodon, hoil, v'apesach mitzis asei, umatzu umoro mitzis asei, which is a very strange lashon according to the Rambam. Im lomarito shim ein lehem matzah umoro hein yoytzi dechavosa bepesach, kach im ein lehem pesach yoytzi dechavosa matzah umoro tamulom lo yochluhu. So it's very strange. What does it mean that matzah umoro mitzvah say? I assume. Everybody says, but if you don't, but you yoytzin with the Pesach without the matzah mor, matzah mor without Pesach, you know, it's nothing. So l'cheira, the mitzvah say means it enhances, and that's how the Ram knows that it's tefila. Tamalom yochlu. Shom omroi yochluhu. Mikan she'a Pesach nechal achila seiva. V'ein matzu mor necholim achila seiva. Of the Yochluhu, the Ram learns that the mitzvah of nechal seiva is not koshir, it's etzem, not this whole business, is a kiyum in the mitzvah ramukho, as he says in Hilchos Korban Pesach, it's a kiyum the Korban Pesach, that it's nechal, and that's on Yochluhu. And the whole discussion, Yochlu, the Korban Pesach is Nechal, and that's the mitzvah. Now, more than this, now, interesting, and this, the Achrenim talk about, there's a problem over here. There's a problem over here that the Avnei Nezer in Or Chaim in Simon Tov Tov Kuf Ramadale Ois Gimel, it asks the Rambam, that quotes the Mechilta, and he says the Hilta gave a Ram Toma that Afilu Shitosoi Shamolei Onecha B'fnei Atzem Mikomo Koin Matze the Afilu B'zman Azeh Deraisa Hu Nechal V'Eich Oma Mechilta Yochol Ein Lohem Pesach Yoyti Dechavosa B'matze B'matze. Mashma, mashma she ate yoytzei chavos b'matzah. Mashma, the lefi ha'emes eino yoytzei b'matzah. V'ho, the Gavin says v'ho b'matzah v'adai yoytzei boi b'fnei atzmon. So that's what he asked the question. So the answer is, I think it's a double portion. In Rambam, there are two mitzvahs of matzah. And the chur is a double portion. There's the mitzvah be'erev pilchu matzahs, which is a separate parasha, which has nothing to do in the Ramban, maybe seeing alluding to this in Parshas Bo. There's a separate mitzvah matzah to do with Korban Pesach. But there's a mitzvah, as the Rambam says before, if you look before, in the Lashon, It's over here. He says in the Mechilta, he quotes with Sli Eish Umatam Rom Yochlu Magen Hakotzev She Mitzvah Pesach Sli Matumah. And this is the thing, when you have the Pesach, the Tefillah boy, or the Matzah Morah, enhance the Kiyum Korban Pesach, because it's a mitzvah for Matzah Morah, but not a separate mitzvah, or not a separate mitzvah that is merged together as a mitzvah of Pesach together with Matzah Morah, and it's a separate mitzvah as Rav Sadiger and Bahag, but it enhances the mitzvah, and that's Sli Eish Umatzeis Amurim Yochlu. Independent of Erev Teichu Matzeis. Okay. Now, next. I just want to suggest in the opposite. In Rav Sadigayin, maybe it's just the opposite. Because if you remember, the mitzvah machilas matzah kontra Rav Sadia is the whole 7 days. So what's special about the first night? Lulu de mistafina, I would say what's special about the first night is it's nechal together with the korban pesach. And amatzimu amyochlu. If that's the pshat and berev tercha matzah, you have to understand. But he doesn't have a separate mitzvah. Next. Mikancha pesach nechal achilas seiva. V'ein matumo nechal achilas seiva. L'fi she'ika mitzvah achilas abosa. Moshe on v'ochas abosa b'layel azeh. V'amoro mitafle b'sar ha-pesach. V'chiyuvah. Here, is very strange. And here we don't understand it 100%. The Gemara seems to say, it's a Gemara in Pesachim later in Sarivov, that bo eino oichel a benecho a meshumid or an oil bo eino oichel avo oichel b'matumor. So it seems to say the zman of Korban Pesach there is a mitzvah of Matsumoro if you don't have the Korban Pesach. What the Rambam does, an amazing thing in Minyan HaMitzvahs, I mean in Mishneh Torah, if you look at the Lashon, the Biskulov comments on it and points out, it's an amazing thing that there's a din that Ki'ilu Boi Reucha Reucha Matsumoro, it's not a mitzvah, there's a heter. What that means is an amazing thing. Biskulov talks about, we don't know what it means, but the Ram says that it's a heter. Next. Then the Ram continues. V'raya bruo asher shebi'e bo ha-Talmud v'omro mor b'zman hazeh medrabonim. Under any circumstances, even bizman haPesach, the omnom yochal im b'sar haPesach. It's mitaflei haPesach. The raya brua shehu meadvom nigrom mitaflei acham mitzvus. Lo shachilos mitzvus nei atzmoi mitzvus mitzvuzu gam kimvon b'mesechus tzoch. Okay, next. Mitzvah Tezayin, Mitzvah Nun Zayin. Via Mitzvah Hasheva V'Chamishim, he should tzivol B'Shchitas Pesach Sheni. Mishe Nimna, here's a very important word. The word is Menia, is the translation of Menia, okay? But Kappa points out that it's a Menia that has a Siba. It's not that he decided not to do it. There's a hezbo. There's an explanation for him not doing the Pesach. There's an oinei, it's a shoygeg, derech achreika. Mi shenimna mimeno pesach rishon. For omo yisale fachidish hasheni bi'avo osa yoim bein avoyim ya'asu oisa. See, here the Ram now has another rhetorical question. Ubatan yesh lemakshe shiiksho alai. Here again, someone can ask a question. V'yoyim alai. And here, the person is having a discussion with him. And they'll speak with me, and they'll tell me, Loma ze timne pesach sheni. How do you call, why should it be two mitzvah minyan mitzvahs? And he says, it's a steer. Also, to hear the Ram is bringing the Shoshim, quoting and having a separate mitzvah Pesach Sheni is a steer to Shoshim Shvi. Be omacho shidin mitzvah, and here the proper, the Arabic is fikr al Sharia. Okay, the mitzvah is in the Arabic. The din mitzvah, it means, we'll see what that means. Lo yimna mitzvah b'tnei atzma. Okay. And he says like this, Yeda makshe kushizu, the makshe will know, shachachomim kvachoku b'pesach sheni. Im yiyye dinoi kidin pesach rishon, o hutzivui nema ba'atzmoi. And the issue of whether it's a separate mitzvah or fikir is whether it is yiyadinoi kidin pesach rishon or tzivui nema ba'atzmoi. It's a separate case. So potka alocha shu tzivui nema ba'atzmoi. And since it's a separate commandment, it's not a fikir. Lefikach roi lenois b'fnei atzmoi. Okay. This, just in terms of what the issue of fiqh is, I think Mark Herman, he's correct, he pointed out to me that the fiqh, at least where the Ram used in Shere Shvi, and here also, is very clear that it's another way to do the mitzvah. For example, you have the mitzvah of what you do with in Pesach Rishon. If you don't bring the Pesach Rishon, you're making the same mitzvah again in Pesach Sheni. So it's another way to do the mitzvah. Korban Oil V'Yere. If you're an Asher, you do it one way. If you're a Oni, you do it in the second way. And if you're dollar, you do it a third way. So the question is Pesach Sheni another way to do the mitzvah, or is it a separate mitzvah? And that's the issue, and he claims that the Chachmei HaMeseirah had this issue, and the halacha is that it's a separate tzivui. And that's what he's coming to say. And he says, L'fir roi l'mnoitei b'fnei atzmoi, mo p'tochim omroi, Chayev Koris al Rishon, v'chayev Koris al Sheni, Divrei Rebbe. Chayev Nosan Oime, Chayev Koris al Rishon, u'pot al Sheni. Rebbe Chanina ben Akiva, Oime al Rishon, eino Chayev Koris, ele im kei lo'os al Sheni. So, since it's two separate Chiyuvei Koris, he claims, that makes a separate mitzvah. Interesting, okay, we have to understand how the Mishnah Krisis, because the Chayri is, they're really two mitzvahs, how this fits with the Gemara Krisis, but this is what ends up, you end up with two separate Chivah Kores. V'shoah Talmud v'omah, my kamifagay, Rebbe saw v'sheni regu b'fnei atzmo. Regu b'fnei atzmo means a separate mitzvah. V'rab Nosson saw Sheni Tashlum and Rishon. Who? It's not a separate mitzvah, it's a Tashlum for the first. Hine Kvar. His boy, Mashi Romaznu. This Romaznu, I think, is a poor translation. Because you look at the Arabic and the way the Ram used the word remez, especially in Shori Shlishi, is means something which is not serious. And here it's a serious thing. And here Lechera, this is the Dereisa, this is what we're going on, this is the Hivah Satera. His Bashi Razalov, Vishomo Muhilkoch, he's the Bezer Bezer, Kleima, Lohiko Pesach Rishon, Vulay Pesach Sheni, Bezodoin, Divyako Chayiv. Shogar Bezer Bezer, Divyako Potter. He's the Berishon, Vishogar Besheni, Rebbe, Rebbe Nason Chayiv, Rebbe Chanina Ben Akiva Potter. V'chein she'hiz ha'berishu v'hikra v'sheini hu chayiv l'rebbe. V'fi data. Ein ha'sheini tashlumen l'rishon v'alocha b'zeh kuluk rebbe. Here, there are very important issues and they're beyond the purview. The question is, if hizid b'rishon hizid b'rishon v'hikra v'sheini, whether he's chayiv koros or not, and how this plays itself out is an issue in Mishneh Torah and in Minyan HaMitzvahs over here, and it's very important, you know, when you're learning Mishneh Torah, just how to play this out. Long discussions between the Rav Daniel Ababli and Rav Avraham Ben Arambam, and Ben Arambam. Interesting, he points out that the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah is Loidok, and the Ram, he says, the Ram says that he's Loidok in Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's only Mishneh Torah that it's Dok. The Tshuva that Lecheris is referring to only talks about Pirush HaMishnah, but whatever it is, the bottom line over here is that Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, according to the Rambam, are two separate mitzvahs. V'zeis ha-mitzvah ein ha-noshim chayoves bo, and it's different Pesach Rishon le-chayiv bo, and Pesach Sheni not chayiv bo, she-isa b'sheni v'shus. Now, here's a very interesting thing, and we'll end with this. Mitzvah nun ches. A mitzvah nun ches, he should devote a lecho, b'sar sheni, Pesach Sheni, b'sar sheni, Pesach Sheni, b'leo chamisha osa, me'iyo al-matzu mor. Amazing. The mitzvah, nuscha mitzvah matzah morah, you know. Before was a tenai in the other one. Vu amo yis'aleh boy, gam kein, al matzah morah miyuchlu. O mishpat mitzvah zu, is mitzvah zo, gam kein yisbo v'psoch, m'boro, she'en osh m'chayev yisbo, ki k'mo sh'shchit oso ein ochoivo, k'mo sh'v'yam al-kach achil oso b'li sofit. Even though it's interesting, the Rambam learns the shchita and the achil are two separate mitzvahs, you can learn one out from the other, which is an amazing thing, okay? What I want to point out over here is something else. There are many mitzvahs which were formulated in Pesach Sheni. The Noam Avushal and many other mitzvahs. And it seems that the only one you should count as a separate mitzvah is the Shechita and the Achila. Why not all the Lavan? So the answer, Rabbeisai, is very simple. And that's what Rav Avraham Ben Arambam points out. It really depends on Sherish Sheni. All of the Isuim or Mitzvahs, whatever it is, in Pesach Sheni, which are foolish in Teresh Shebiksav, those are separate mitzvahs. Those which you learn out from the Yud Gimel Midas, the Midas HaTera, as he says in Sherish Beis, they're not separate mitzvahs. And this, I think, will end this. Amit Hashem next week. Amit Hashem next week, we will deal with Bli Neder, the mitzvah of the Gimel Mitzvah Svregel, of Chagiga, Ria, and V'samachta B'chagecha, in Simcha. And we should be Zeiche, Lecho, Min HaZvochim, Rapsochim, HaShagiyu Domam, Al-Kir Mitzvachacha L'Rotzer. Chakot Tzomeach.